Hey everybody, it's Scotty. I know this is a no filter with Count Bakula week, but I just wanted to remind you that our book, Radio Free Imagine Neighborhood, is available on our website. Ask your grown-up to go to imagineneighborhood.org/radiofree and
I'm sorry.
This is a no filter episode. Get out of here. What are you doing? This is my show. You can come on later. Sheesh. Hello, listeners. It's Count Bakula, and this is No Filter with Count Bakula.
It's Count Bakula Show! It's the Count Bakula Show!
No filter.
It's the Count Bakula Show!
That's me!
No filter with Count Bakula.
Today on the show, we have Aaron Horowitz to talk about, well, to talk about himself. Hi, Aaron!
Hey, Count!
How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Listeners should know that sometimes we record these one day and then we put them out to be listened to later. So they're listening to us in the future.
Ooh.
They know things that we couldn't possibly know. Aaron, where do you live? What part of the world do you live in?
Oh, I live on the East Coast in a tiny state, actually the tiniest state, called Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Famous for clams or for being tiny?
Maybe a little bit of both.
That's great. And it's also famous because you live there and you're on our show. Aaron from Rhode Island. So the first thing we do on No Filter is we learn about our guests. So Aaron, what can you tell us about yourself?
Well, Count, I actually make robots. Robots that some people might call toys.
Robots? I'm a robot.
I know. That's why I'm so excited to talk with you.
Did you make Susan?
Susan? I might need to check through my files.
Probably not. There's a lot of robots out there, but what kind of robots do you make?
Well, I co-founded a company called Sproutel, and we design and create all sorts of cool technologies with something called empathy, with the feeling of caring for other people. So we make a lot of robots for kiddos. We make robots for kiddos with diseases like type 1 diabetes and cancer. And we even make robots that help people and kids calm down.
Oh, wow. Robots with empathy. That's such a cool idea. If you listen to Imagine Neighborhood, you know that sometimes it's something you got to work on a little bit. So having a robot to help you do that, that sounds amazing.
Absolutely. We're really excited about how robots can be these embodied pieces of technology that we can relate to and that we can learn from.
That's really cool. So when you make a robot for a kid that is sick, maybe that they have diabetes, does the robot help them feel better? Does it give them medicine? What do those robots do?
It's actually really interesting. All of these robots, they kind of have the same illness as what kids go through. And so what you do is you care for the robot. So in the case of our robot for children with type 1 diabetes called Jerry the Bear, you feed them foods, you give them insulin, you check their blood sugar, and you do all of the things that your adults do as they take care of your disease.
That's incredible. So if a kid has a disease like type 1 diabetes, and they have to have maybe special food, or they have to have insulin, they can use the robot to learn how to do it, or they can use the robot so they won't be so scared if they have to do it.
Exactly. And the coolest part is that kids actually invented that idea. We didn't sit in a room and say,
Wait a minute. Kids invented the idea for this robot?
They did!
Oh my gosh!
They did!
Oh my gosh! That's so cool! How did they do it?
Well, when we set out to create this, we started not with an idea, but with a problem. You know, it's really hard to grow up with type 1 diabetes. And so we wanted to learn more about what that's like. And so we went out and we talked to families and we talked to children. And they would tell us all about how they would create these little, you know, out of cardboard, an insulin pump or a glucometer. And we got so inspired by what they were doing, we said, hey, what if we could bring that to life?
Oh, so they would pretend that their stuffy had diabetes so that they could show it all the things that they have to do because they have diabetes.
Exactly.
That's a really good use of imagination. And it's a really cool idea to turn that into a robot that can help kids do that.
Yeah, and so that's really what we try to do. We try to learn from people who are having problems, learn about their imaginations and the way that they solve them, and see if we can create technology that might be able to help.
That sounds like such a fun job. Is it a fun job?
Oh, man, it's the most fun.
Wow, that is so cool. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for being on the show. The next part is our five questions. Are you ready for this hard-hitting journalism?
Oh, I think so. I'm in my seat. I got my feet on the floor, and yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Five questions! Ahem. Question one. Aaron, I am a monster. I am a robot vacuum vampire. And a lot of people have monsters that live in their house sometimes. I live with Scotty, and I was curious. When you were little, did you have a monster that lived in your house, and where did it live?
Count Vacula, I did have a monster that lived in my house. Ah. It lived, yeah, it lived under my bed, but not just under my bed. It lived under my bed behind the boxes under my bed. So when I looked under my bed, I couldn't see the monster, but I'd have to crawl down on my belly and get in and then see if it was behind the boxes.
Oh, wow. It sounds like your monster might have been a little shy, like maybe they were hiding behind the boxes. Was it a shy monster?
You know, I never thought about it that way, but maybe they were a shy monster. I think you're right.
Maybe, or maybe they do what I do. I sleep all day and then I get up at night and I help clean the house. So maybe they had the boxes so they wouldn't have the sunlight getting in their way. They could have a nice dark place to sleep.
That actually sounds pretty cozy for them.
Yeah. Listeners, make sure your monster is cozy. All right, question number two. Using your imagination, imagine that you have as much cardboard as you want and a whole weekend to make whatever you want. What would you make out of infinite cardboard?
Oh. Well, I love the ocean. So I think I would make a boat, but not just any boat. I would make a boat with some type of way that I could see underwater too. Maybe,
oh, wow.
Yeah, find a way that I could make a hole in the bottom, but one that wouldn't let water through.
Oh, you could use plastic wrap. You make a hole in the bottom of the cardboard box, and then you put the plastic wrap over it and the tape, so then the water would just hit the plastic wrap, but it's clear, so you could see through to the bottom.
Oh, Vacula, that's such a great idea. Yeah, and then I could go around all of the streams and marshes and look at all sorts of cool mussels and crabs and clams and quahogs, all the things we have here in Rhode Island.
The things that Rhode Island is famous for. Wow, that's such a cool idea. A boat. I've never been on the ocean. I get a little seasick sometimes, but that sounds like a great way to spend a weekend.
It is a lot of fun.
All right. Question number three. Now, this is a little tricky one, so get ready for a curveball.
I'm ready.
This is our science question. Our science question, we're going to ask you a question, but we want wrong answers only. So not the real answer, but a wrong answer. Are you ready, Aaron?
Ready as I'll ever be, Vac.
Your science question is, and this is an appropriate one since you build robots, your science question is, how do batteries work?
Oh, well, I think batteries are filled with baking soda and vinegar, like the stuff that you mix together to make a volcano explode in a science fair project.
Oh.
And yeah, except they also have these like little tiny pinwheels inside. So The baking soda and vinegar expands and it spins these little tiny pinwheels and then it makes electricity.
Ah, you heard it here first, listeners. Batteries are tiny lava-powered windmills. Fake lava. Vinegar lava. What do we got? Vinegar lava?
Yeah, vinegar lava. You might not want to taste it or touch it, but yeah, it makes batteries work.
Yeah, and it's safer than real lava.
Oh, a lot less warm.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, question number four. It's a bit of a tricky one. And the question is, what is a question that you wish someone would ask you?
Well, I really wish someone would ask me how one person in the world or how a small group of people can make a big change, can help us all out.
Oh, yeah. Like, when you think about big problems, you think, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. But are there things that one person can do to help a big problem?
I think so. I really like a saying by this guy who has a really funny name, Buckminster Fuller.
Buckminster Fuller. Okay.
Yeah, Buckminster Fuller. He's best known for for actually creating something called a geodesic dome, which are like those half domes on playgrounds that you can climb and play on. And
oh yeah, they look like a soccer ball that's been cut in half.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's called a geodesic dome?
A geodesic dome, exactly.
Geodesic dome. Okay. So what did he have to say about making a big difference with if you're one person?
Well, he used to talk about boats. Maybe you'll notice this is a theme with my other answer.
Yeah.
And he used to talk about how on the end of really, really big boats, there's a rudder. And at the end of that rudder, there's a miniature rudder called a trim tab. And that miniature rudder is like us. And to steer the big boat, it's so hard if you were to turn the wheel to turn the big rudder. But if you turn the little rudder, it creates a little bit of pressure that swings that big rudder over to the side and steers the ship. So we as people, or as a small group of people, we can steer those big ships even as a tiny, tiny little rudder.
Wow. So just being a little tiny piece that can steer can move a whole big ship in one direction or the other.
Exactly. So everybody listening, we can all make a change.
Wow. We can all be a little rudder.
Exactly, Count Vac.
That's a great answer and a great question. All right, final question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number 5. And this is a question Scotty asks every week on the show. How were you kind today?
Wow. So back today, it was a really beautiful sunny day here. So I went out for a walk during lunch to take a moment and to walk by the river behind my building and see if I could see any fish. And that was really kind for me. And I also picked up some trash because I wanted to be kind to the planet.
Those are great ways to be kind. It's important to be kind to yourself, and it's important to be kind to the planet. Wow! Did you pick up a lot of trash?
I picked up as much as I can fit in both of my hands and in the back pockets of my pants. And then I walked over to a trash bin and I emptied them. And then I went back and I got a little more.
Wow, 2 trips. That's incredible. That's a very kind. That's doubly kind.
Well, I was lucky because there were 2 trash bins along my walk.
That's some solid municipal planning there.
You know, robots and municipal planning.
You can make a robot that picks up trash for people.
That's actually a really good idea, Vac.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much. We do have some grown-ups that listen to the show as well, and maybe they like to learn a little bit more about your robots. Where can they learn more about your robots?
Oh, you can go to our website, which is Sproutel, Sproutel.com. And one of our robots we're really excited about is called Purble. And you can learn more about Purble on PURRBLE.com. Purble helps you find moments of calm and helps you deal with some of the day-to-day stresses of life.
That's very important. It's very important to find some time to be calm, and maybe you can help out a robot be calm too.
Exactly. That's actually funny you say that, Count Vac, because our little robot Purble works by helping them be calm.
Oh.
It has a tiny little heartbeat. And sometimes it beats really fast. And so when you hold Purple and when you pet Purple, its heartbeat slows and it purrs. And when Purple becomes calm, you kind of become calm as well.
Wow. Yeah, I know. When I'm feeling really excited or scared, my heartbeat goes really fast, like doom, 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 doom. But I could also see it being really helpful, like if I had a robot friend whose heart was going boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, and I could help him. I could say, hey, take a deep, slow breath. And I could like hold his gripper claw and help my robot friend calm down too.
Absolutely. It's so funny. Sometimes when we help others, we help ourselves.
That's a nice thought to end our show on today, Aaron. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Count Vacula.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, listeners, that was Aaron Horowitz. And we forgot to do the joke where we don't know how to say goodbye to each other at the end, but I thought it was still a good interview. Okay, if you want to learn more about his cool robots, there's a link in our show notes that your grown-up can go check it out. Okay, I hope you do that, and I hope you have a good day today. All right, for No Filter with Count Vacula, this is Count Vacula. All right, goodbye!
It's the Count Vacula Show!